Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Welcome. We are glad you are with us today. I'm Wayne Johnson, and today is Children's Sunday. My friends and I will be leading the service this morning, and we are very excited. The service is being recorded both for video and podcast. Links to view those recordings will be shared on our website later this week. Please note that the congregational election meeting previously rescheduled to last Sunday will now be held next Sunday, March 10th. I would like to point out in your bulletin the announcement about the bus trip that is being planned to visit the Church of Adam Hamilton in Kansas City for later this month. All are welcome to join us. If you have specific questions, you can see Warren Pitcher after church. Please read the rest of your bulletin for more news and announcements relating to the life of the church. This coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday and the beginning of the Lenten season. I invite you all to join us in church that evening at 6:30 p.m. There will also be special activities for children during that time. In front of your seats, you will see blue prayer request forms. The ushers will collect them during the gift of music, as there is no children's sermon today. Now we will have a moment for mission about Vacation Bible School by Elizabeth Hilliard, which will be followed by the ringing of the Trinity chimes and introit.
What's the introit? Oh. Vacation Bible School is a really fun event for kids that happens every year here at Covenant. We spend time learning about God and Jesus while also doing crafts, playing games, and singing songs. This year, Vacation Bible School will be the first week of June. June 2nd through the 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. The theme of our upcoming VBS is Shipwrecked, and we will learn how Jesus rescues all of us. I would like to invite all you parents out there to register your children by visiting Covenant's website, and I would like to invite all you adults to volunteer as leaders or helpers for the VBS week. It is so much fun. You will love it. Here is a short video to introduce this year's Bible school theme. Please join me in the call to worship, which is based on Jonah chapters 3 and 4. The word of God came to Jonah.
The word of God comes to us.
Go. Speak. Love. Forgive. Receive. Please stand for our first hymn, Open the Eyes of My Heart, page 452 in your hymnal, 452.
Today's call to confession comes from Matthew 2, 3, 2, 3. Or no, 3, 2:3-3. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Trusting in God's grace, let us confess our sin. Join me now in a time of silent confession. God, you call us, and sometimes we eat coolly under your table, hoping you don't notice us when you walked into the room. You call us, and sometimes we grab a sack of papers, trying to look too easy to be bothered at the moment. You call us, and sometimes we don't say no. We know that we aren't expecting to do everything, but we often forget that you call us to yourselves. You ask us to worry yourself when it's needed. So it is grace to say yes to call. Okay, just say amen.
The grace poured out in baptism fulfills all righteousness. You are God's child, God's beloved. With you, God is well pleased. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. As beloved siblings, children of God, let us greet each other. The peace of Christ with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Appear to us now, O Lord, in the hearing of your word. Call us and guide us, that we may be saved. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from the book of Jonah, chapters 2. I will share with you the section called Jonah's Prayer from the CEB version of the Bible. Please follow along on the screen while I read. Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish. I called out to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. From the belly of the underworld, I cried out for help. You have heard my voice. You have cast me into the depths and the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounds me. All your strong waves and rushing water passed over me. So I said, I have been driven away from your sight. Will I ever again look on your holy temple? Waters have grasped me to the point of death. The deep surrounds me. Seaweed is wrapped around my head. I have sunk down to the underworld. Its bars held me with no end in sight. But you brought me out of the pit. When my endurance was weakening, I remembered the Lord, and my prayers came to you, to your holy temple. Those deceived by worthless things lose their chance for mercy. But me, I will offer a sacrifice to you with a voice of thanks. That which I have promised, I will pay. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto the dry land. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I would now like to invite the children's choir forward to share their music with us.
Welcome to our Children's Sunday Puppet Show sermon. Our story today is one of is one of God's love and mercy. It is the story of Jonah and the whale.
It is the story of Jonah, a man who tried to disobey God, but he found that he can't run away from God no matter where he finds himself.
We start with scene one, in which Jonah is sitting with his feet up, reading a book quietly in his home. But he starts to get tired. He stops to stretch and yawn when he hears a voice.
Jonah, Jonah, you are a prophet to the people of Israel, and that is good. But now I want you to venture out and go to the city of Nineveh. It is time they stop misbehaving and turn to me. For if they repent, I will forgive their sins.
But Jonah wasn't keen to go there. Nineveh was in the empire of Assyria, a sworn enemy of Israel. He had heard some really bad stuff about them, and he didn't really like them.
Oh, man. I can think of a hundred to do. Nineveh, I hear Spain is nice at this time of year. I wonder. God, was that you? I can't really hear you. I don't understand what you're saying. You better find someone else to help you.
Now, what was Jonah thinking? We all know that God could hear his thoughts, not just the things he was saying. Jonah knew in his heart that he couldn't really hide anything from God, but he thought he'd try anyway.
So Jonah packed a bag quickly to take with him on a vacation to Spain, to a small resort he'd heard of where the music was good and the restaurants were even better. He was off to a town called Tarshish. He was not going where God wanted him to go.
Sunscreen, sunglasses, sun hat, camera, beach shorts. What else? Oh, candy bars for snacks. Okay, God, here I go. Traveling, just like you said. Just packing a few essentials. No need to worry now. Nothing to see here. Might as well just let me get on with it now.
Jonah left home and ran to the nearest port at the town of Joppa, where he found a ship sailing to Tarshish, remembering he was supposed to be going to Nineveh.
This brings us to scene two. We follow Jonah as he gets ready to board a ship headed to Tarshish, Spain.
How much to Tarshish? I need to sail right away. I'm running away from my Lord Master, so I could really do with sailing soon. When do you sail?
We'll be sailing today, so do you want what? Do you want one way or a round trip?
Are you just going to just till you mess up looking for you, or are you going for good?
Well, maybe a one way for now. I'm not sure how long I'll be staying. It could be an extended vacation.
Jonah and the sailor agreed on a price. Jonah bought his ticket and boarded the ship, and they were soon heading out to sea, sailing for Tarshish.
Jonah settles down on the deck to sunbathe himself. Feeling quite pleased with himself, while the sailors around him busy themselves setting sail and steering the ship out to sea. The sun is shining and the sea is calm like a mill pond. It is a beautiful day for sea crossing.
Ah, this is the life. I was ready for a vacation anyway. God has been quiet. Maybe I got away with it. Maybe he will send someone else instead.
But it wasn't long before a strong wind picked up and was blowing the ship around quite violently. The sailors struggled to control the ship.
Jonah didn't like the way like the way this was going, so he decided to go down to his cabin and try to sleep off the feeling of seasickness.
I'm sure this is seasickness. It's not butterflies in my stomach. I don't feel a bit guilty. It's just the rocking of the boat. I'm sure.
But Jonah wasn't sure, and so he tried to sleep to shut out what was happening, and so he wouldn't have to think. This wasn't God, was it? God would send someone else, wouldn't he? Why did it have to be Jonah that went to Nineveh anyway? Anyone could do it. It didn't have to be him, did it?
While Jonah was drifting off with his own thoughts, the ship was thrashing around like a piece of driftwood, out of control and in danger of sinking. The sailors were desperate to lighten the load.
Grab what you can. Grab anything. Throw it overboard.
Hurry. The storm is awful. The boat is going to sink.
Quick, dump that stuff overboard.
No one wants to drown. Lighten the load.
Whose bag is this anyways? Whoa, it's got loads in it. Oh well, it's going overboard. Rather the bag than all of us.
The crew all called on their own gods, begging for mercy. Down in the cabin below, Jonah was trying to sleep, but the captain of the ship went down to wake him.
Wake up! How can you sleep, typical landlubber? My crew is trying to save you, and you are just sleeping here. Get up and call on your god. Only the gods will save us now.
But Jonah knew that only the true God could save them, and he had a nagging feeling that God might be trying to tell him something.
The sailors were arguing and casting lots on the deck, trying to decide which person might be responsible for causing the bad storm they found themselves in.
Heads or tails?
Tails! Phew, not me.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
You, not me.
Here, quick, hold it.
Heads or tails?
It wasn't you.
Tails. Phew, not me either. There's only one person left on the ship. Jonah! Who are you?
And so God spoke to the crew as they drew lots to find out who was responsible for their calamity. All eyes turned to Jonah, who had just appeared up on deck.
Who are you?
Where are you from?
Who's this Lord and Master you said you're running away from?
Oh!
What have you done?
The sea is getting rougher, and the sailors and Jonah are all being tossed about and struggling to stay on their feet. Jonah decides he had better come clean with them.
I'm sorry! My Lord that I spoke about is the Lord God, God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. I'm a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord.
Ian. The sailors were struck with real fear. They had heard about this God.
What have you done to us? He's angry at you. He could destroy us all. What should we do?
You must throw me into the sea. Then the Lord will calm the sea for you.
Now the captain didn't like this idea much.
We can't throw you overboard. Don't be a ridiculous man. Men, grab the oars. We will row our way out of this. Let's head back for land.
So the men tried rowing to shore, and Jonah fell to his knees before God.
But the sea grew rougher, and the captain feared for their lives and had to make a hard decision.
Okay, men, this isn't working. So it's us or our guests on the run. Which is it to be?
God, forgive us. Do not let us die. God, you can help us.
Do much trouble for us.
Please don't be angry at us.
And so they grabbed Jonah and threw him overboard.
The sun came out again, and behind the clouds and the waves died down until the sea was calm again.
Ah, that's better. Now where did I put that sunscreen?
Come on, men. We need to say thanks to this God.
And all the sailors fell to their knees in prayer. This brings us to scene 3. Jonah is floating alone in the ocean.
As Jonah stood treading water, he kicked off his shoes to make floating a bit easier. Then he could feel the fish nibbling at his feet.
Get off! Go away! I wish I packed a floaty in that bag. My bag! Where is it? Oh no! No, my bag! Oh, my candy bars are gone!
But then, God sent a huge whale to help Jonah.
The whale opened its mouth and swallowed Jonah whole.
Oh Lord, my God, I'm so sorry. Please have mercy on me. Please, God, I'm so sorry. I will do what you asked of me. Please save me.
And God commanded the whale, and it threw Jonah up onto dry land. As we start scene 4, Jonah has recovered from being inside the whale and finally reaches Nineveh, where there are many people standing around the streets and going about their business.
For 3 whole days, he went through the town declaring the word of the Lord.
You have 40 days to repent, or the Lord will overrun your city!
Now, the people didn't know Jonah, but they listened to his words, and they even took word to the king.
The king threw off his royal robes and wore sackcloth instead.
Everyone in this city, you will all repent, and you will not eat or drink. All of you pray in earnest and turn away from your evil habits. Maybe God will show us compassion if we turn to him now.
The whole city fasted and went hungry, and God saw what they did, and he gave them the forgiveness he had promised. As we start our last scene, scene 5, we find Jonah in the countryside just outside of Nineveh. He is tired from doing God's work and is resting.
Jonah saw that the people of Nineveh repented. You might guess he would be relieved, but you would be wrong.
Oh, come on, God! This is why I didn't want to go to Nineveh in the first place. Now the city has changed, and you're not going to overturn them. I knew you were merciful and kind. Why would I even want to be your prophet anyway?
You sound very disappointed in me for being merciful to the city. Let me show you something.
And God made the sun shine brightly on Jonah. It got very, very hot.
Ugh, it's so hot in the sun. This stinks. God, why are you being so unkind to me?
Then God made a bush, a leafy shady bush to grow up over Jonah.
Oh, this is great. I love this bush. Now it's so cool in the shade. Thank you, God. You're great.
And then God sent a worm, a very hungry worm, a very, very hungry worm, a very, very, very hungry worm to eat up the bush.
Seriously? What's happened to my bush? Where's my shade? Now the sun is shining hot on me again. Where is my sunscreen? God, is this your doing?
Now, Jonah, take a look at the city of Nineveh. And it's full of people. If you realize that this is hard to walk, then now you are upset. Not wanting to bush. You ought to not care about that city because you don't care about me. I saved the sailors on the ship. I saved the people in Nineveh.
Thank you.
The end.
Let us stand and join in singing hymn number 519, You Are My Strength When I Am Weak. Please be seated. God invites us to pray for the whole world. Let us now bow our heads and pray together. We call out to you, Lord, because we know you hear and answer. We pray for the people who feel like they are drowning in trouble. Turn and look, and let everyone see that you are close by. We pray for people who feel like they have been swallowed up by oceans of sickness, sadness, or fear. Reach down and lift us up. We thank you for listening to our prayers, and we know that you are ready to answer. We praise you and promise to follow you forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Jesus calls us to join in giving food to the hungry and hope to the world. We bring what we have to the Lord for blessing. Would Zach, Aaron, Libby, and Kinley meet now in the back of the sanitary to collect the offering? Thank you. Join me in a prayer of dedication as we offer our gifts to the Holy One. May they join all creations in blessing and serving your people, called to be your people. May we notice those who are forgotten and offer our lives and hearts to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
God's love is everywhere, even in Nineveh and even in the belly of the whale. God's love is with us too, at this table and in all our lives. Jesus is yet with us, even to the end of the age. We gather here at this table to celebrate the sacrament of communion. As Presbyterians, we practice an open table. There is nothing that stops you from coming to this table today. Friends, may the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O God of mercy and might. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. You have called forth prophets in every age to be your servants and speak your word. When we ran from your call and went foolish ways, you called us back to you in love. Your covenant faithfulness is unending. When the time was ripe, you revealed your love for all the world in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. In the waters of baptism, he entered the flood of sin and distress, then rose up to be named your beloved. In his ministry, he called us to repent and believe the good news of the kingdom of heaven. Through his suffering, death, and resurrection, he gave birth to your church and sealed your covenant with us by water and the Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us now, and upon these gifts of bread and cup, make us one with Christ and with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. Help us answer your call to share your love, and keep us faithful in your service until Christ's eternal kingdom is fulfilled. We pray in Christ's name, saying together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Communion takes us back to a story when Jesus was gathered with his disciples. And while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Take, drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And so when we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim Christ's death, his resurrection, his presence with us, and his coming again in glory. I invite the communion service to come forward. Let us pray. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. With the gift of this meal, strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to stand and join in singing together hymn number 192, Lord, the Light of Your Love.
Rejoice, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go forth shining with the light of God to share the good news with everyone you met. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.